everybody. It's Eddie Tapitone on Tap Talk. I haven't talked to you in so long. But here I am. Here I am pulling to the side of the road. It is Wednesday night. Wednesday night, October 4th. It's been a sad time in this country, a sad time. I was just listening to Tom Petty. I still am, I'm a big Tom Petty fan. Very sad that Tom Petty died. Really sad, 66 years old. I said to a friend, man, that's young. That's young. And she was like, yeah, but he lived hard. I guess he lived that rock and roll life, the way I am living my comedian life. I get up and I walk dogs and I don't drink or smoke and I eat vegan. I live hard. No. But my hard living is all about, you know. Oh no. I'm sorry. That's funny. You just heard me go, oh no. I looked at my recorder and I thought I was taping over something. That's funny that you just heard me freak out. But, you know, my hard living is that just those voices that I can't get out of my head. You know, those attacking voices. I take myself way too seriously. I think you guys know that. The same ones know it. And what do I mean by I take myself way too seriously? That's an interesting point. Well, it means that it's literally taking the self too seriously. And what all the Eastern philosophies say to do is to realize that you don't take the self seriously. You know, that it's an illusion. And I know this is like kind of like a mind fuck. Well, if the self is an illusion, then what do? Well, you just kind of lighten up about everything because you realize that it's all just this playful dance that we never really die. But I started the podcast saying I'm sad that Tom Petty died. So it's kind of like I'm being full of shit. You know, it's like I get the Eastern philosophy, what they're talking about. Don't take everything so seriously because, you know, you're like, this too shall pass is basically what they're saying. This too shall pass. I'm sorry, I don't even know if I'm making sense. It's about 11 o'clock at night. I just did a set at the Comedy Store, and that was interesting. It was a really small crowd, at the Comedy Store tonight. It's usually packed. But they were having, I guess, a big show in the main room. So Wednesday nights, if they have a big show in the main room, then where I was playing the original room on a Wednesday, it's hard to pack it. So I had this very small crowd. So just picture this, like a very small crowd. And I come up and I'm just like, well, and I say it kind of in this tone of voice. I'm like, well, the American Empire is dead, huh? The American Empire is really on its last legs, huh, folks? Round of applause if you think the American Empire is dead. And there was, like, just a little smattering of applause. So, basically, the picture I'm painting is like, I walk into this room, and everybody's depressed. I haven't even mentioned it yet, but everybody's depressed over this Las Vegas random, you know, just the breadth of it. You know, you have to be depressed over it, over the wanton violence of, people being gunned down like that because it shouldn't be happening. It should not be happening on so many levels. And the big level is, you know, that these assault rifles and guns, guns in general, they shouldn't be, fucking assault rifles and military grade weapons should not be able to be purchased or gotten by anybody. You know, these motherfuckers are like, oh my God, I can't even. So I think what people are completely depressed about is the fact that and it's one reason I said the American Empire is dead, is that we don't have representatives who, you know, have the balls to stand up to the gun manufacturers and, you know, the NRA and all that shit. And so if you're a sane person, you're depressed. You know, you're depressed that you live in a country where this kind of, you know, violence can take place and that there aren't people who are, you know, I already said it. And it's just too fucking much. And so, you know, that happened a couple of days ago. And I think even if you're not conscious of being depressed about it, it just has to kind of wear at you. You know, it just has to kind of wear at you, that kind of just complete senseless violence that we have happening in this country all the time. Now, I did not bring that up on stage. I just said to the crowd tonight, and it was this, like, just small crowd, like I said, and I was like, have the other comics been talking about how the empire is crumbling, or is everybody just talking about how pants are funny and how raisins are funny? Because that does happen with stand-up comedy, is that the worse things get, the more comedians will just completely ignore what's going on in the world, which is fucked up, too, you know. But it's a tricky thing, because how do you talk about stuff that's so depressing? But you know, so here's the thing. So that's going on. Yet, you know, I'm still taking myself too seriously. You know, that self, you know, the ego, just like, oh, like I want things. I'm not lightening up lately. You probably have noticed that there was quite a big gap here in between little communiques, and that's what I call them to you, communiques. I'm like, you know, they're almost like me coming from the, me talking to you from the bunker that is my reality. That really should be it. Like Pep Talks is Eddie Pepitone talking from the bunker of his mind. That's what it's really kind of about, you know. I don't know, but I'm just trying. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna lighten up, but it has to be from, you know, it has to be a deep kind of realization for a person like me. Because as much as I think the reason I talk so much about quote unquote Eastern Enlightenment and not taking the self so seriously is the fact that I take it way too seriously, and I am completely identified, even though I come off like, well, at least, I think I do. I come off like I'm enlightened. I'm not. I'm kind of the opposite, where I am absolutely not enlightened. Like, instead of being enlightened and having beautiful spaciousness to my thoughts, I'm kind of the opposite, where I don't have any spaciousness to my thoughts. I'm very identified with my fears. Now, the Buddhists say that being identified not only with your fears that leads to unhappiness or suffering, but being identified with your desires. And I think desire and fear is very tied together. My desires to be famous, I think. My desire to be completely a rich and famous person is, it leads to suffering, because I'm not being in acceptance of my life, you know? Like, I'm not, or better put, like, I'm not having gratitude for where I'm at, because I'm desiring to be rich and famous, and to be living in a different part of the country, to be living in a different place. Like, I want everything to be different. So that's what's going on? You know, that's kind of what goes on with me. Yeah, that's basically it. And then, you know, when I hear about, you know, a Vegas shooting, that kind of wanton violence, and I think what that does is it inflicts a psychic wound on everybody, and it inflicts this fear on people that, oh my God, maybe this could happen, you know, to me. And it's just a horrible fear, and it's something we shouldn't have to live with in a sane country. But we don't live in a sane country. We just don't. We live in a country that's run by the profit motive that is out of control. A profit motive, capitalism that doesn't give a fuck about its people. It's all about money, and it doesn't give a fuck about the people. And this is like just such a stark example of it, you know, when laws are not legislated to protect the people, but the gun industry, because it has money, and then because there's so many yahoos, you know, there's just so many fucking crazy people out there. You know, I couldn't believe the statistics about guns. 89, I think it's 89 in 100 Americans own guns or something like that. Are you fucking crazy? It is so crazy. I will never. I don't think I'll ever own a gun. I just couldn't imagine it. You know. And of course, they've done all these studies that if you have a gun, you're most likely, you know, you're more likely, like a big percentage, more likely to commit suicide and this and that. By the way, I'm just laughing at how dark this little communique to you guys is getting. But anyway, these are the issues I want to talk about. So. And also, I'm gonna start recording pep talks in the studio. This may be the last. Well, probably won't be the last, because I'll probably do this, you know, from time to time. But I'm gonna start recording in the studio. I'm gonna have guests. I'm not sure if I'm doing it this week or next week with my wife. We're gonna talk about all the books we've been reading, and God, the refuge that is books is so amazing. Like I'll tell you, you know, Netflix, you know, all these show, you know, movies. I just saw a great movie with my wife called Victoria and Abdul. Really good movie about Queen Victoria and a relationship she had with an Indian servant who became very close to her. And it was just really well done. And I love all these, like, older, grizzled UK actors. And it was directed by Stephen Frears, who's a great director. And, you know, movies are fucking great, right? Like, movie, you could lose yourself. But I tell you, I've been so into books and, like, just losing myself in books. I love that, like, there's something about, you know, just turning pages. I usually don't read on the computer or my iPad, and not to brag, I have an iPad or a computer. I know a lot of you are, you know, you're living by candlelight. You know, I'm joking, but yeah, that'll be happening soon to a bunch of us. But you know, there's just something great about just reading a book at night and just getting into the world of the book. Oh God! So we're gonna go over. Me and my wife are gonna go over a bunch of books that we have read, and there's a lot of them. Oh my God! So I'm gonna start going into the studio. Gonna start trying to get guests and do that again. And you know, I want to. Even though I love this, I love kind of, for me, this is always a challenge. I've talked about this before. The challenge is to be so honest and brutally honest and not get ashamed, like not get ashamed about my depression, not get ashamed about my darkness, not get ashamed about me thinking I'm a failure, you know, and it's kind of great to communicate like that. But I also love to you know, be super duper funny and light, I do. And that's always, of course, easier when you're with someone who inspires that. Sometimes, you know, when it's just yourself, you can, you know, it's hard to, like, even figure out what I'm talking about sometimes when I'm just alone. But I really do like this. And I know there are other people who do singular podcasts, too. So, again, it's just my self-doubt that creeps in when I do these, you know, just like, boy, that is the biggest thing, you know. I touched on it here, you know, that Tom Petty died at 66, and then I said, well, that's from hard living, and my hard living are these negative voices, and it really is the negative voices, you know, just like it's constant negativity. It is. It's like kind of on a fucking loop, or it's unconscious. Like the voices in my head are like unconscious. Like they unconsciously attack me. I have no control over the negativity, you know? So, and, you know, I always say I'm going to meditate, I'm going to sit and breathe, I'm going to try to do these practices, but I never really do them. I never really do. I do them for a little bit, but then I don't want to do them. Like, I don't want to, anybody else with meditation where you sit and follow your in-breath and follow your out-breath, I just don't feel like doing that. And I think that's part of, you know, depression. I think it's part of the dominance of the negative voices, that the negative voices don't even let you meditate, you know, because it becomes too much of a strain. I think that's what it is, you know, the battle with negativity in one's soul is that the negative, the negative, the darkness in you just kind of wins out over the light somehow. And what you have to do is cultivate the light and just get rid of the negativity. And it really is difficult to do sometimes. It just is difficult. But I am going to keep on doing that. My phone is dying right now, so I don't want it to just end abruptly. If it does end abruptly, that's what happened. But anyway, I love you guys. Sorry it took me so long to do a podcast. Like I said, I am going to be going into the studio and trying to, like, kind of reboot pep talks, and, you know, make it every week, just kind of discipline myself to do the studio thing. Another thing that's been going on with me is, like, acid reflux. And I don't know if it's stress, you know, from the negative voices I've been talking about that's getting to my stomach. But I have had, and that's one reason I haven't recorded or sent you guys out a communique, a pep talks, is my stomach has been really shitty. So if you have any stomach remedies, let me know. All right, love you guys. Pep talks. This is Eddie Pepitone, pep talks. I'm here in L.A. For a while. I'm here in L.A. for a while. So I'll be at the Improv and the Comedy Store if you're in L.A., I perform at both those places a lot. And so, yeah, I don't have any road things booked until next year. I have a couple of road things booked next year. I'm going to be in North Carolina in February, which I'm really looking forward to. But for the rest of this fucking year, which really kind of pisses me off, I'm not booked. But so if you're in L.A., I will be around L.A. doing stuff. And love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.